It's 18 hours Universal Time, and here is the news from the Voice of America. I'm Dave DeForest from the VOA News Center in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to consult with his cabinet today after failing to repair a rift with the United States over construction in East Jerusalem. Mr. Netanyahu is due in Tel Aviv today, where he will brief ministers on his talks with President Barack Obama and other U.S. officials in Washington. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ended a visit to Washington amid a continuing rift over Israeli construction in disputed East Jerusalem. U.S. President Barack Obama failed to persuade Mr. Netanyahu to halt building projects in East Jerusalem. In a speech in Washington, Mr. Netanyahu said Jerusalem is not a settlement and Jews can build anywhere in the city. Here in Israel, the right-wing government is backing the prime minister. Cabinet Minister Limor Livnat of the ruling Likud party says U.S. demands are unreasonable. Livnat told Israel Radio that Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel and of the Jewish people. The United States and Palestinians see the settlements as an obstacle to peace, and Israeli newspapers speak of a full-blown crisis in U.S.-Israel relations. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. and Pakistani officials are meeting for a second day in the U.S.-Pakistan strategic dialogue in Washington after reporting progress in making a more sustainable partnership Wednesday. They are scheduled to discuss energy and water issues as well as U.S. development assistance during the closed meetings today. The United Nations envoy to Afghanistan has met in Kabul with representatives of one of the country's main militant factions. A UN statement said Stefan de Mistura listened to the points of Hezbi Islami delegation and indicated their discussions with Afghan authorities further underscored the importance of Afghan-led dialogue to bringing stability in the country. Iraqi Interior Minister Jawad al-Bolani is demanding a delay in the release of his country's parliamentary election results. Those results of the full count were expected Friday. The Interior Minister said today the announcement should be postponed until the President, the Electoral Commission, and political parties can reach an agreement on how to investigate alleged voting irregularities. U.S. President Barack Obama is promoting historic health care reform. A new poll shows Americans are divided over the sweeping legislation that was signed into law on Tuesday. Mr. Obama is to give a speech in the Midwestern U.S. city of Iowa City today. He is expected to highlight portions of the new law that take effect this year. Republicans were solidly opposed to the health care measure. European Union leaders are meeting for a two-day summit in Brussels amid strong pressure for them to shore up Greece's ailing economy. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
The Greek debt crisis is not on the formal agenda of the Brussels summit, but it's expected to dominate discussions among leaders of the 27-member European Union, along with concerns about other ailing EU economies. There is intense pressure to come up with some kind of an agreement to shore up Athens, which has faced protests and other social unrest since launching a tough austerity plan. A strong signal from Europe could help restore investor confidence that would allow Athens to borrow money internationally at a 3% rate, half of what the markets are now demanding. European Economic and Monetary Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn also warned this week that Greece's economic woes threaten the euro currency, which slid to a 10-month low Wednesday against the dollar. He said it is critical the 16 nations that share the euro come to an agreement. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Sexual abuse victims have demonstrated outside the Vatican. A spokeswoman for a U.S.-based abuse survivor network spoke outside the Vatican today. She demanded the Pope explain why, as a cardinal in the 1990s, he allowed a priest to continue serving in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin, despite allegations the priest was a sexual predator. A short while later, Vatican police detained several of the demonstrators for failing to produce proper protest permits. Earlier, a Vatican spokesman defended Pope Benedict of accusations he ignored reports of the priest molesting as many as 200 deaf boys in Wisconsin. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. I'm Dave DeForest. More news on the Internet at voanews.com.